The Peek Inside PPSC podcast is brought to you by the Fundamentals of Podcasting class in the Broadcasting and Electronic Media Department at Pikes Peak State College. Each episode, our student hosts go in-depth with a PPSC faculty member to discuss their various programs, who they are, what they do, and how prospective students can get involved.
Hello, everybody. This is Joey Stubbs with another edition of the Peek Inside PPSC podcast. With me today is Joseph Miller, the director of the Physical Therapist Assistant Department here at Pikes Peak State College. I appreciate you for taking the time to chat with us today. We'll start with some general questions and get more in-depth as the interview goes on. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Awesome. First question. In your experience, what would you say the program generally teaches and represents as a whole?
So the program generally teaches a student how to be a physical therapist assistant, right? So it's a medical field. It's actually a licensed field, and it teaches them how to do that. And with that, you work under the supervision of a physical therapist, which is what I am.
All right. Sounds pretty straightforward. On to the next question.
Where would a student who is interested in the physical therapy department go to get started, and where would the student find themselves at the end of their course?
That is a great question.
So the best place to get started is to talk to a health sciences advisor here at Pikes Peak State College. We also have a website for the physical therapist assistant program that you can go on, and has all the information about application. So it is a competitive program, so it's not an open enrollment, so you actually have to compete to get into it. Because it's a pretty good career, and it's lucrative at this point. And so what will happen if you get into the program, by the end, the goal is that you'll graduate and be able to sit for the licensure as a physical therapist assistant in the state of Colorado.
So the goals of the program are pretty clear, which is always nice, especially for new students, not to mention it's not open enrollment, which I'd never heard of before meeting you.
And the reason why is because we have a special accreditation through the what's called the Commission of Physical Therapy Education. And one of the things is we have to have a rigorous way of ensuring students will pass and become a physical therapy assistant. So it's a program that's worthwhile, because it is something, it's a medical program, right? It's a health care. And so that's kind of the reason why we have it. All the programs in the country are like that. It's a competitive entry program.
Okay, so yeah, don't want to waste your resources on people who aren't serious about the program. No, that completely makes sense. It's honestly, it's cool that you guys are so on top of it, you know what I mean? But will there be unique experiences in the physical therapy department as opposed to other departments, you know, learning how to be a physical therapist assistant?
That's another great question. Yeah, I think it is really unique. You get to learn a lot about health and fitness, not on top of rehabilitation of people, and I think that's really cool. We have over 2,000 square foot lab at the Center for Healthcare Education and Simulation. It has all kinds of equipment, like we have TRXs. So we have stuff that looks like the gym over there at Centennial, but not quite. And because we do a lot of things like that. So I think that's the cool experience is that you get to coach people, but in a healthcare setting instead of like the fitness setting. So it's kind of nice because you get to work with a variety of people. So I think the cool experience too at our program is all of our faculty are really invested in your success as a student. I will tell you that. Like all our students say that they feel like the faculty care about us. They want us because we want you, because we do the job and we want you to come join our career and work with us. Not only, you know, go to the school, but eventually work with us and our colleagues. So I think that's the unique experience that you'll get with us, is that it almost feel like a family, you know? It'll almost be like your second family, I'll be honest. A lot of them are like that. Like, I mean, it's busy, it's a lot of work, but they feel like when they're there, they're with a second family.
That's great. You know, building a sense of community for a lot of students is a big deal. Honestly, it's one of the biggest motivations for me going to college right now, you know? I'm in a field where I don't really know a whole lot of people and I don't know where to go. So where do you go? You go to college. And that's a really good way to network. So that's very great to hear. Let's see. What is the biggest struggle you have noted in your years of teaching to be the hardest for students to overcome throughout their education?
Another great question. So with our program, I think the hardest part for a lot of the students is our education and the physical therapy is what we call an active education model. So a lot of students are like, when we ask them, they're like, well, I feel like you're making us do the work. And it's like, well, yeah, because, you know, we do guide you, we coach you, we direct you. But we're also trying to get students who can think, because I think that's an important part of like being a physical therapist assistant, is once you get out there, you really have to be able to think and use the tool between the things between your ear, right? So I think that's something that we really students do struggle with, because they've come from where it's like, oh, I just have to memorize stuff and take notes and I'm good. And yeah, you can do that, but you also have to learn. And so, and I think students appreciate it, don't get me wrong. I mean, I always say this, students always call me mean sometimes, and I laugh, and I'm like, why are you mean? Well, you make me think. I'm like, well, then I'm doing my job as a teacher, right? I'm here to make you think. I'm here to have you learn, right? And I know it might feel mean, but in reality, that's my job. That's why I'm here, for you. And so I think our students struggle with that. But after a while, they get used to it. And also, they struggle with the workload because it's a lot of courses. It's a lot of stuff. And sometimes it's really new stuff for them. But again, we as faculty, we're really invested in the students' learning. We help. We do regularly academic advising monthly with students. They have one faculty member the whole time in the program that they do regular monthly advising to make sure they're on track. Or if they have questions, we give them resources and books. We give everybody a book in the beginning. It's called Lifelong Learning in Healthcare. And it really helps students learn how to study for healthcare because they don't know how to do it. It's different, right? Healthcare is a different language. It's a different thing. So we try to help students translate that so they're not scared. You know, because I think that's what some students are. They're scared. Like, well, I don't want to go into healthcare because, oh, man, that's just everybody can do it.
Absolutely. Right. I'm terrified.
Yeah.
I can tell you firsthand, I'm terrified. Right. I never thought I could ever, have a career in healthcare. Right. But honestly, like, I did a little bit of research into it because, you know, we're doing this interview. And I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
This is a different kind of thing. And it really helps a lot of people.
And it helps a lot of people. And everybody can do it. And if you're motivated. So those are the things I think that we get through as students, kind of get through the block of what we get there. But then prior to get there, they're scared of being in healthcare. They're thinking, oh, my God, this is going to be too hard and it's not going to be worth it. So those are the things. And I try to encourage students, you know, everybody can do it. We've had students as young as 19 and as old as 49 do our program. So we just want you to know, there are people who are brand new out of high school. We have people, this is their second, third career. So if that's you, you're not alone.
I feel like that's a good segue into the next question, which is, in your opinion, what kind of people would be best suited for a job as a physical therapist assistant? You know, what kind of student would be good for the program in general?
Really, if you're interested in health, exercise, and helping people, like, I think that's a really big thing. That's what you're there to do. You're there to help people get healthy, fit, do things that they used to do that they couldn't do anymore. And that's really the kind of student. And most people who come have like a relative, I'll be honest, they have a relative or a friend where they're like, oh yeah, physical therapy, or that helped them, and so I want to do that. And I think that's motivating as well. But I think those are the things. You want to help people. You like a little health and fitness. You like activity. You want to help people get active and healthy. And you don't want to spend time in a gym, right? Like, I think some people say, well, you know, I don't want to be in a gym where a bunch of people are just yelling and screaming and getting sweaty. Right. I want to be in a clinic. I want to help people who are like me. Because I get some physical therapists are like, well, I'm not a super fit person, but I'm good. That's perfect. You don't have to be the super fit person. You just have to have a passion. And I think that's why it's nice. And then you're working with people who you know more than. And that's the other part. You know more than everybody else when you get out of this job. So I think that's what we want people, that people are motivated like that to do that. And those are the ones that are usually successful, I will say, too, that want to do that, want to help people. And so a little helping people get healthy, have a motivation of somebody that they've seen, and they're like, I want to do that too.
That seems pretty like common in fields where people help each other. Yeah, you know, a family member, you know, somebody was something, you know, my dad was a doctor, or somebody was like a firefighter or something. I want to help people. That's very cool. That's interesting. And it really says a lot about the type of people who are going into the industry and where you'll be coming out and stuff like that, which I think is really cool. So, kind of vague, but I wanted to leave it vague because I wanted you to give me your best explanation. Who is the PTA, and will there be career opportunities available through them after the student completes the program?
That's a great question. So, like I said in the beginning, a physical therapist assistant is somebody who works hand-in-hand with a physical therapist, right? So the physical therapist does the eval of the patient, and then the assistant helps them with whatever plan they come up with to work. So they're there working with the patient, so they usually do more of the direct work with the patient, right? Helping them get better, working with that physical therapist to ensure that they get better. Yeah, the career opportunities are actually increasing, specifically in Colorado Springs. Honestly, within the last 2 years, we went from, we have about 60 clinical partners right now in the town. And when we first started, about half of them were like, we'll hire PTAs. Now we have 75 clinical partners that want to hire PTAs. So, and I think because of our program and what we've done and our students have done, there's been a lot of more interest. So that's one of the good news for this is that also Colorado Springs is growing, right? So there's more of a need. There are older people. There are people who are more active, and they need our help. And so the career is definitely building. And the good news, too, is there are many opportunities. You can work in a clinic. You can work in health and fitness fields. There are PTAs who are clinic managers. You know, they actually manage. They move up. So it's not like you're stuck there. And that's what we try to tell our PTAs. It's like, this is just the beginning. There's a lot to do. And so I think that's the key when students say, well, all I'm going to do is be in a clinic the rest of my life. No, you can do a lot of things. And so I you know, we encourage students to explore that. So you're right. That is a great question. I like it because I think that's most students are like, well, what am I going to do with this? I think that's what you're going to do, right? You're going to find your way. And you're going to make it. And the good news with PTA is you can do that. You really can. You can make your way.
So really, a lot of the program is motivation. It's, you know, that'll get you through it. Afterward, it'll take you, you know, as high as you really want to go, essentially. And if you want to continue your education, you know, who knows how far you could go. You could become the director of the physical therapist assistant department.
And the goal is you can even become a physical therapist someday. Like, if you decide, you know, I don't want to be the PTA.
I want to go to PT school. You can do that. And there are, I've had friends of mine who have done that. So it's not like this is the end. But a lot of times this is a good career because PT school, I think that's the difference. And most people ask, what's the difference? It's a 3-year school plus your undergrad. And it costs probably 5 times the amount, right? So you make good money, but you're paying a lot more. So sometimes people work as a PTA and go, you know what? I can do this PT thing. I can really do it. They're working a while, they're making money. And so I think that's another reason why this feels really good is it's a 2-year program. You could get out, you could start working. And if you decide to do something different, you can move up. So it's not like you're stuck there. And that's why I think some students do that because they're like, well, you know, I don't want to spend the next 7 years trying to get out of school to be a PT when I can do it in 2 and start working and then maybe move up someday, you know, do some school while I'm working, go to PT school. That is something that I want to say, I thank you, appreciate because what we are actually working on our full accreditation. We're conditionally accredited right now, and we're supposed to get a decision in the end of October. If we do that, then one of our goals is to work with UCCS and local schools to do what we call a bridging to PT school. So eventually what we'll do is our students will be able to go to those schools and get some credit from Pikes Peak. And that's going to be amazing for our students. Right? It saves them some money and time. So we have a lot of good things. So I said the future's bright. Motivation, that is what we do to our patients. That's why we want to teach our students the same thing. Let's get motivated because we got to teach them to be motivated. So that's how we do it.
No, that's super great, honestly. I've learned a lot about the program so far. I definitely recommend it to a lot of people that I know who actually care about these things. People who are like friends of mine who have moms that are nurses and stuff and like are athletes or something. Or I have a friend who had their ACL torn. I'm sure he'd be very interested in physical therapy.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, he does all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure. And this last question, this one was a little bit of fun for me. I just wanted to see if I could do a little deep dive. So let's see if I did this right. Your experience in educational therapy is vast, from Texas State University to the Army Baylor program and getting your transitional doctorate at Temporal. Can you tell me how those experiences have influenced the way you personally run the physical therapist assistant department? And additionally, how has it affected the topics and main focuses of our program here at Pikes Peak?
That is a good deep dive. Thank you. So, yeah, I originally started out as an exercise science major at Texas State and actually was going to go into athletic training or something like that. But then I found physical therapy through the Army. And I was actually prior Marine, right? So I'm retired Army. So that you know, as you can see that. And so that does influence me. And me also, you know, Pikes Peak State's 40% veterans, right, family. So there's a lot of military people here. So I think we all fit kind of in. I bring some of that military mentality, but by no means like, you know, a tight ship. But I think it's more of just like, hey, we're going to be the best at what we do, right? We're going to take care of people. One thing through my educational experiences, and said I have a vast experience, you know, from Texas State University to Baylor through the Army. I worked at West Point, Temple University. And so I got to work with a lot of, and then I actually did a fellowship in education leadership through the American Physical Therapy Association. So with all that, I've got to meet so many different people that I think kind of influence how we work. And I think, I'll just let you know right now, I think in our program, it's student-centered. I will say that. And I know you hear that. I know you students hear that. I get it. You know, I hear it every day. This is student-centered. We really are student-centered. It's about you guys. You know, when a student comes to us and says, I don't get why we're doing this, or this doesn't make sense, first thing we go is, yeah, let's take a look at that. you know, and we try to say, okay, well, here's why we're doing this. Here's the reasoning. What can we do better, right? And then if we can do better, we can. If we can't, the student goes, oh, no, I get it. I get why it is. Then we would do that. But we don't just tell students this is the way it is. Times I will say that, because when the college has a policy, you know that. It's like, well, that's college policy. I can't do anything about it. Like, you, and I encourage students to talk to leadership at the college, right? But that's the way it works. So it is really student-centered. We as the faculty sure come up with stuff in our program, but it's for them. And so, you know, our students are so surprised because they're like, well, we say things to you and you fix it. And I'm like, well, that's how it's supposed to work, right? And that's me in school. Like, I would talk to my professors and I would do that. And my professors would, it would be surprising if you came up with something reasonable, they'd actually go, okay, right? So that's kind of that's really how it's influenced, is I want students to really take ownership of their education and take us to task too if we have to, right? I think that's an important part. I mean, I don't want students to get adversarial. I've had a couple, right? And I've had to talk to them and be like, hey, you know, we're on the same side. Like, it is. So I think that's the influence. You know, I've been through a series of education. So that's what I would tell you, is I've been a student. So I use those influences too to think, what was it like when I was sitting there with you, right? Like, it's been a while, but I do that. So, the student-centered is my idea. It's all about them. It's not about my faculty. It's not about Pikes Peak State. I mean, Pikes Peak State's the place we go, but it's really about those students there. And I'll tell you, you talk to our students, and they do. They say, like, yeah, it feels like it's about us. They're responsive, and that's what we want to be. We want a program that's like, I mean, we've had other students in other programs transferred our program from other parts of the state because they're like, we like what you're doing. We don't like what they're doing. So I think that philosophy's working. It's not 100% because I know everybody always has, but we're always open to changes, and I think that's the key. So, yeah, the student-centered is really important.
Oh, it reflects positively on you and your program, that's for sure. Well, man, I mean, that was a great interview. If I had to say anything about the program that I've learned today, it's standards, motivation, community, and experience. You know, if you're looking for any of those things as a student, and some flexibility, too, then, you know, really look into becoming a physical therapist assistant. You know, it's your first step into the door, and you'll really get something great out of it, I think. You know, you'll find something. There's something for you there.
There's something for you there, yeah.
Well, I appreciate your time today. That's all we have for this Peak Inside PPSC podcast. I'd like to thank my guest, Director Joseph Miller.
Thank you.
And we will see you guys next time. I'm Joey Stubbs. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Peak Inside PPSC. If you have an idea for a podcast that you'd like to see created by the students in the Fundamentals of Podcasting class, please feel free to give the Broadcasting and Electronic Media Department a call at 719-502-3000. Peak Inside PPSC is a service of the Fundamentals of Podcasting class and the Broadcasting and Electronic Media Department at Pikes Peak State College.